Today's episode is sponsored by KLA Traveling Services. Taking a trip? Let us assist in planning your upcoming itinerary and trip that will be customized to your budget, creating your personalized itinerary with their expertise. I actually used KLA Traveling Services last year to plan my daughter's birthday party. We wanted to do something out of town, but sometimes it seems that you can't plan something and you have to look through Facebook, you have to look on like traveling blogs, you have to look on TikTok and Google different things and how's this taste, how that restaurant is, how's this place, how much that is. She personalized our trip from beginning to end, gas. She put in the restaurants, how much the restaurants normally cost, gave us Airbnb suggestions, and told us how much our total was at the end of the day. There was no hiccups. And if you mention the Underground Queens, you'll receive a deposit waiver. So search KLA Services on Facebook and tell them the Queen sent you.
With a glide in your stride and a crown that won't leave, let the record forever show you're 100% that queen, 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 queen.
Personal development, motherhood, relationships, and all things self-care. Hosted by Kiana and Kiara.
The Underground Queens.
That's what it needed to be. And that's what it was gonna be. And that's a period.
Welcome back. Welcome back, y'all, to another episode of the Underground Queens podcast. We are back. We are back. It's your girl, Kiana.
It's your girl, Kiara.
And we in this thing one more again.
No keys, no chain.
How you been doing, girl? Girl, how you been doing? What's been going on? What's tea?
These motherfucking bills. That's what's tea for real. Mm-hmm. We ain't gonna talk about that.
Tea.
I said, we ain't gonna talk about that. We ain't gonna bring it down already in this first episode. But no, all is well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just really just waiting on my taxes to drop.
She said,
some people are in that first drop. That's happening this week.
Maybe I must file it Thanksgiving.
Right. I did the little last check stub before the end of the year. Just go ahead and use my last check stub. Or I already know what my last check stub gonna be before it come out. So just go ahead and do what you do.
Wow.
Some people do that. Some people gonna be in the, not this week, but the next week. It's looking real like March-ish for me. Hopefully the beginning of March. But yeah. I'm just trying to hold on. They say I owe my mama $20 and she is not playing. Playing about that money.
Man, what is up with these ladies? No, for real. Like my grandma, I had borrowed some money from her because my debit card wasn't working. Somebody got me from the Okie Doke. And I had to go file and change my debit card number. So debit card wasn't working, but I had a hair appointment. So I was like, I had to, you know, like a quick movement. You know, I had to go get some money. When I say that lady was at my door with her hand out, like, the girl sister's like, I need my money. I was like, dang, girl, I ain't good for them. You know, for
the motor folks ain't gonna play, honey. They want it on time, plus interest.
She was like, well, you borrowed it Saturday. It's Monday. I said, Jesus, like, oh, man.
She was at your door the next business day.
The following business day. I'm gonna give you Saturday, and I'm gonna take the Lars day off. But Monday morning, where my money at?
She was standing on business.
In them kitten heels, she was standing on them.
Oh man! But hold on, help is on the way.
Help is on the way. I can see it over the horizon.
It's loading. Those taxes are coming soon.
Okay? Baby, I can hear the checks printing.
checks, direct deposit.
Baby.
I can hear the money being wired.
I don't know what it is about when like a lump sum is coming or has come to your bank account, but it changes. And I don't want to say money. Money can buy happiness. But I think money creates a sense of ease, especially for people who like single moms, single dads, mm-hmm. people who are doing holding a lot on their plate. I think money does alleviate a lot of problems. And I feel like we are creatures of security. So when mm-hmm. that comes in, we like, ooh, like, you know, I just feel like I'm a woman. Light. Like, I be wanting to counsel my nigga. I be wanting to, like conquer the world. I be wanting to eat, like, some. I be like, I don't want my lunch today. I want, like, it's a acquiring taste. I want something nice and clean.
I know that's right. I know that's right, man. It does bring a little sense of comfort. You know, the saying they say, money can't buy happiness. Shit. I don't know.
I think up to a certain dollar amount. Like, once right. you hit a pinnacle, it's like, okay, no money past this amount can buy happiness. But mm-hmm. I feel like most of our problems now can be solved by money.
By money, right. You know?
But maybe their problems are more, like, internal, mental, like, problems. So it's like, oh, money can't buy happiness because I got it, and now I'm like, you know, I'm alone.
Or right.
I got
mental. Unless you're not having.
Yeah, you're not happy. Yeah, but...
that you not have no money.
I hope y'all are spending our tax money wisely. I hope that y'all are receiving it. And I hope you're doing something for yourself. You know, a lot of times people get flack for ladies who get tax money, tax refunds, men who has tax refunds. And, oh, y'all can just blow y'all money. And y'all not responsible. And this, whatever. I pray that you pay your bills. I pray that you put out those little fires of stuff that mm-hmm. people been calling, writing, and putting stuff on your dough.
That's it. So that is it. At least do that. Yeah. You know, but hey, we're not hating. You know, mm-hmm. do whatever you do. If you want to go to the mall and buy shoes that's $12.50, go ahead and do it.
Do it.
You know. but if you want to walk into Captain D's and tell D that you the captain now, go ahead and do it. Do what you want to do. But as for me. The statuses have been killing me.
Baby, they going crazy on Facebook.
Tell Captain D. He said, tell D I'm the captain. I was tickled. But anywho, you know, we just rambling on, you know. Do whatever you want to do with your money, you know.
Yes. And also invest in yourself. Like, I know, you know, we get our bills taken care of and we have to take care of ourselves, you know, self-care wise, but also invest in yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm. I've been kind of nervous because usually I file my taxes really early. I'd be like in that early range, like early January, I'm ready to file. As soon as December 31st hit, I'm ready to file. But this year I'm kind of late. I guess I'm still kind of early, but usually I would have been filed before February. But I'm just kind of nervous because, like you say, you want to do everything that you need to do with your money. Right. I've already wrote down a plan of what I'm going to do. Every dollar is kind of all already accounted for. And I'm just like, okay, you get it this one time a year. You want to make sure you're doing everything that you need to do. You do not want to mess this up.
Right.
It'll come and go even quicker. That's my thing.
That's smart because my dad used to always tell me, he was like, put your money in places, hide your money from yourself. And in a sense, he means that, well, the way he meant it to me was that as a single mom, money is going to leave. It's not going to mm-hmm. come. It's not going to stay. It's not going to be this thing where you got like thousands in the bank account. And some can do it. Some can save and be that type, but you are not that girl. So with you, you have to pay what needs to be paid.
Right.
Go to this savings account, put some money over there. Okay, go to that account, put that over there. You need to pay some bills off, pay some debt off, pay those little small debts off, you know. So that way, once the money is gone, you still have stuff to show for your money. Okay, well, I got that money over there. I forgot I put $100 over there. Oh, okay, well, I put, you know, $300 over there, you know. Right. Just hiding your money from you. So I think your plan is amazing. You already kind of got it written out. And
yes,
I think,
honey.
Adulting is horrible because it's like, dang, this money literally goes to somewhere else.
somewhere else.
I was like, in the same predicament. It was
after the shit gone. Back at square one.
Square motherfucking one.
Right, and be gonna be waiting on the next tax season.
Yes. But you will have stuff taken care of. And one of my mantra I've been telling myself is that God has given me the opportunity to receive money, to be able to take care of the things that need to be taken care of, and that's I have just enough to pay for the things that needs to be paid for. Because some people don't have the opportunity.
That's right. That's right. I literally have it hanging on top of my refrigerator right now on a piece of paper. Yes. So I'm going to grab, when I get that money, I'm going to grab that paper. I'm going to be checking. Yes. Did this. And I feel satisfied knowing that
Shout
I did everything
you.
On that paper. Yeah. This ghetto mess. But anywho, what is today's topic? Let's get into today's topic today.
Big deep. Do you know? Okay, today's topic, we are covering introverts and extroverts. I want to guess, I want the audience to decide who is the introvert of this podcast and who is the extrovert of this podcast. Any guesses? Huh?
$100. Anybody get it right?
$100. First one in the DMs.
Psych. You won't be getting $100 from
We ain't got our tax money yet. Right.
Don't get too excited. But yeah, guess who's the introvert and guess who's the extrovert? Put it in the comments. DM us. We love to hear. I think they know.
I think they know. I am definitely the introvert of the group, if you cannot tell.
And you know, I'm the extrovert. Y'all should already know.
Yes. Psych. I'm definitely the extrovert. Kiana's definitely the introvert. I know, and that's the thing, because people don't believe that you're an introvert because I guess you're so outgoing on the podcast.
What? For real?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm a big introvert.
Yes.
Big
introvert one. Energy.
Capital I. Well, the whole word is capital.
Yes.
And big introvert. But you know what? One thing about it, I feel like for me, you know, I feel like I can't adapt and I could just need it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd be injured all the time. But when it comes to certain things, you know, and once I'm comfortable, I can extrovert with the right people. I'll say that. With the right people. So, first and foremost, before we get all dig deep, you know, let's go over, you know, what exactly is an introvert. What exactly is an extrovert?
Okay.
I mean, I'm just going to give it my own definition.
Okay.
An introvert, I take it from that first word, you know, introvert, like someone who keeps everything inside, doesn't really like to mingle on the outside too much, you know, everything is inner. You know, we don't like being around a lot of people, large crowds. Some can be shy, but I know for me, my biggest trait as an introvert is, you know, being to myself. I have to have it. You know, I have to charge up. Like, even when I'm at work, you know, being around people, I get home like, oh my gosh, that took a lot out of me. That took out so much. I just need some space, some quiet so I can get back right. So that's me. My definition as an introvert, being an introvert.
Okay. My definition of an extrovert, and I probably have heard it somewhere, but basically is that where introverts charge inside the house, mm-hmm. at home, or doing like alone time, extroverts charge outside. They charge through social settings, through conversations with people, through interaction. Like, that's where their battery is recharged. And I can feel it when I work from home, because I'm working and I'm so used to chit-chatting at work or having social. Hey, girl, how you doing? How's the baby? How's this? How's that? Hey, just small interactions, or just having people in your area and people coming to you for advice, or people coming to you to ask, you know, about details of work. Sometimes even with work, I would just get up and go to somebody else's desk and ask a question. I could have sent the email or IM to, but I just want that interaction. Like, I'm like, hey, I just came to ask you this question. They're like, yeah, okay. doing? How's the wife? Oh, you losing weight? I can tell. But yes, that's my definition of an extrovert.
All right. So there you have it. Introvert and extrovert. Now let's go over some signs. Some signs and traits of being an introvert and extrovert. So one of the biggest signs that you are an introvert is that you're comfortable being alone. Mm-hmm. You're comfortable being alone. I'm that one, like in the classroom, like when you have to do the group projects, like I kind of dreaded it a little bit. I'm like, I would hate. They would be like, okay, we're going to do a project. I want you guys to go and
pick a partner.
I'm like, damn, who I'm going to pick? Really don't want to work with none of y'all, but I got to pick somebody. I would hate that so much. I would kind of be one of the ones that's kind of like, you know, at the very end, like, oh, man, I'm running out of people to pick out of. So kind of stuck with, I'm running out of time. But you're comfortable with being alone. You don't like group work. You would rather work alone than work with the group. You feel tired or drained after being in a large crowd. If I go to a concert or something like that, or a party, like it's cool for the moment, but I'd be so happy and rejoiced to make it back to the house to where I can sit back and relax and sit in my little bubble and get back charged. If I don't have peace and quiet, another trait is that you need quietness to concentrate.
Yeah.
That's a big one. I can't function. I don't know how people function. Like some people can do work like with music on.
I haven't had music.
No. I can't have nothing. A dead silence.
Really?
I don't want to hear nothing. TV. I mean, a little TV might be okay, but like as far as loud music, like, but no.
That's crazy.
I need to be complete peace and quiet to concentrate, because I feel like I'm like going crazy, like just shut up. Everybody, but yeah, need peace and quiet to concentrate. Prefer to write than talk. That's another trait. I was just going through this today. If I can send it in an email, I prefer to do that than to call you on the phone.
So you wouldn't like me popping up at your desk and be like, "Hey, girl."
It's cool. But especially if I don't know you.
Yeah.
If I can send it in the email, like I had to make an appointment for something. I was trying to see, dang, do they got an email to where I can book an appointment? So I don't have to call them. End up having to call. But yeah, if I can email it, I prefer that. Let's get into some traits of extrovert. I can go on and on.
Yes. So counter to what Kiana is saying, and also too, if you are relating to any of these and you're like, that's not all me, or that's all me, or that's not, you know, I think it's safe to say that some things may relate, some things may not relate. This is just an overall view of, you know, introvert, extrovert, and some may be a little bit of both. You may be an ambivert, which is both, or an omnivert, which is neither. You know, it doesn't sway you. But some traits, some characteristics of an extrovert: enjoys working in group settings. Anytime a teacher was like, "We have a group project," I'm like, yes. Especially like if you got somebody in class that you love being around or whatever like that, I enjoy the collaboration. Even at work, like we had an assignment at work and my manager was like, "Oh yeah, one of y'all can do this," or whatever like that. And me and the dude, we was like, "We can do it together. We'll just split it down the middle. You know, you get your part, I get my part." And she was just so confused on why did we do that. And she was just like, I was like, "Why not? We both get the experience. It's something new we've never done. Like, this is one thing, like, we both can gain experience on. And plus, I don't want to do the whole thing myself anyways." Loves talk. Loves small talk. Or just talking about anything. Talks about thoughts and feelings. Like Kiana says, more introverts like to write things down, but you know, we kind of talk through things. Like Kiana said, introverts hold things in. It's more inner dialogue, but extroverts are more outer dialogue. spontaneous, very spontaneous, and action oriented. That's definitely me.
I am just kind of like, cringing at the thought of all of this.
Yes, does this sound like something cringing. You're totally not interested in?
Totally doesn't, the complete opposite.
Doesn't mind the spotlight on them. Now, I'm not the one to just take the spotlight, or I really prefer to be in the backgrounds of things, but the spotlight does not feel uncomfortable to me, if I could say that.
Okay. That's not bad. Yeah.
More focused and in the moment. Prefers being with others, large circles of friends, talks more than listens, thinks out loud, outgoing. And one thing I did want to say is that Kiana was saying that she prefers to mingle at work. It's like, it's more performative. It's like, I'm going to put this mask on to be for my job. And as soon as I get home,
exactly
like,
what it is, mask almost. Rip it off when I get home.
She's not even ripping it off when she get home. She's like walking to her car like,
ah. Telling you, as soon as my time hits, like I get off at 4:30, shut down.
Like, people are like, hey, Kiki, this. They're in the parking lot. They're like, hey, Kiki. And you like,
I'm flying out. I do not at 4:30 on a dot. I'm out. I've been here enough. You know, it's been 8-9 hours. I've been here. So now it's time to move on to the next thing. Like,
right.
I'm done with that. Okay. Back to my bubble I go. Because I got to do it again the next day.
What I have learned too is that I don't know if it's been COVID or I don't know if it's because like our lives has been changing so much that I do get like that at times. So during COVID, I did crave more social interaction, but you know, you were not really getting it. But once social interaction started to happen again, it's like I had to build my meter back up because it was like I would crash. Like as soon as we go to work, like before 12, I'm already like spent because my meter was so small during COVID that it's like, oh, I only need this much social. And then it's like exceeding that. So I had to build. So sometimes I do like going home after a long day. I'm like, oh, I didn't talk myself to death. And I'm like, I just want to talk to nobody. I just want to be in my bed. I just want to charge up, you know. So it does kind of sway sometimes depending on your situation.
Right. That's it. Okay. So we've gone over quite a few qualities or traits of being an introvert and extrovert. I mean, another one for introvert, another big trait is, I feel like I relate to this a lot, is introverts have few friendships, but the little friendships that they have, they are very close. For me, I can count on one hand how many friends I have. True friends that I have. Kiera, you're one of them. And probably two or three more. Maybe I have four friends total. If that, yeah. Four friends total, I believe. Damn, really three. Okay, yeah, three friends.
She said, get it smaller.
Little more than what I thought. I can count on my hand how many friends that I have. And when I call you a friend, that's just not something that I just throw out there. Like, yeah, three friends total. That's enough for me. Everyone else are like associates, hi, bye, acquaintances, or have their different categories, work buddies, whatever the case. But yeah, very few friendships, because the friendships that I do have, definitely treasure them. Very close. They know a lot about me. You know, they see different sides. And probably some of them don't, like here, probably don't think that I'm a total introvert. You know, I have my moments where I can be a little wild, you know, and show my extroverted side. But yeah, that's it. Very few friendships. This is another one, daydream or use imaginations to work out a problem. I do that. Yeah. That's big introvert. It be all in my head.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so I'm gonna do this, that. Before I even say anything to anybody about it, I'm gonna play it out in my head, kind of talk to myself before I bring it out to the public, any problems. that I have. I consult myself first before consulting others, and just take it from there. But those are two other things that you can relate to if you're an introvert. Hopefully you guys can relate to some of these things, but I feel like all of the stuff that we talked about so far, every box, like check, check, check,
right,
check,
it's been spot on. And you were talking about, you were talking about friends. So I don't consider myself to have a lot of friends. I consider myself to be able to count on one hand my friends, right?
Okay.
But I currently date somebody who's introverted. Never dated somebody who's introverted. It's very interesting. I thought something was wrong with him. I'm like, he doesn't go nowhere. He doesn't care to go nowhere. He likes his alone time.
And he loves it. He loves it.
He's in heaven. Like me, I'm like
you are. Like, what you looking at? What you complaining
about? Okay, so when we first started dating, and we wouldn't, like, I'm used to being out. I'm leaving the house. I'm barely home. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. You know, it's the weekend. My child gone. You know what I'm saying? I'm just out and about, social, whatever. But dating him, he's like, let's just have a nice, you know, weekend in the house. You know, yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. You know, snuggle, you know, all that, you know, nice. About Saturday night, what I say, I was about spent. And we got to like Sunday morning, and I started getting fidgety. I was like literally fidgety. I was like trying to make things happen. Like I was making projects up of what to do in the house. Like, oh, I can do this, I can do that, I can do this. And he was like, just sit down, like calm down. So he's so funny. He was like, all right, come on, let's go for a walk. So he was like, he was taking his dog, like to burn some energy. So we went somewhere and I was in a store and I was just like in hog heaven.
Oh yeah, you was at, yeah. He said, let's get you a little time.
Yeah, little so time. He like over there like, uh-huh, yep. She's getting it all out here. It's just like, but interesting. That's just always very interesting. But he says all the time, he's like, you got so many friends. Everybody knows you everywhere we go. And I'm like, I do not have a lot of friends. But I think with extroverts, they may not have a lot of friends, but they have a lot of acquaintances or friend or work friends. But they are more, it seems like they're closer to them because they're so outgoing that it's like, oh, that's your friend. It's like, no, I just work with them. And it's like, but you know their family, but you know this, but you talk so much to this person. It's like, oh, because I'm just extroverted, you know. So people assume I have a lot of friends or I know a lot of people.
That's how I be. Well, I'm glad you was able to get a little time, you know, to charge up, you know, outside. Baby. And so you won't be fidgeting.
Baby, because
that is so funny.
It, and I didn't even notice it. He was like, you just can't be still. I'm just sitting at the couch. I was like, I'm picking stuff up, cleaning stuff under it. I'm like, okay, let me organize this closet. Like the other day, we was talking on the porch. And normally we just sit on the porch and enjoy the breeze, you know, whatever. And next thing I know, I'm sweeping the porch off. Like, I done moved the like outside rug around, and we're just talking. And he was like, have you not seen what you're doing right now? Like, oh, you just gosh, can't help, you know, just even people passing by, you know, you talking to the neighbor, like, yeah, you know, I was noticing what was going on down the street, you know, it was like, come
talking
inside
to the neighbor. Oh my goodness.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
What is the difference between shyness, a person that is shy? Because the person that is shy is not necessarily introverted. What's the difference between being shy and being an introvert?
I feel like shyness, it can play a factor, but you know, shyness is kind of like an emotion or feeling. Like, I'm shy. But as far as like introvert versus shyness, introvert, I feel like this is more like an everyday thing, like more long term, I feel. Like as far as with my character, the traits and everything, shyness is just an emotion. Okay. But I feel like a lot of introverts though are shy.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't like being around a lot of people and they prefer to be with themselves. So when they get around a lot of people, it's kind of like, oh, like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say.
Right.
Like, you know, that plays a factor to being an introvert as well too. So
you mentioned something earlier.
Yeah,
y'all introverts. I'm gonna tell you. I'm telling you. I went to an event one time. You know, I'm normally the outgoing one in my relationship. I went to an event one time and Jordan. Damn, I see his name. Jeremy, delete that. Okay. I went to an event one time and my man was around his buddies. Like, he got three friends. That's it. But when I say did not recognize this man around his buddies, like, he's like, yeah, let's do shots. Let's turn up. That's like kind of similar to how you are with me. Like, I don't consider you an introvert because I'm in your bubble. Like, I'm your friend. Yeah. So you turn up, like, you're more open with me. But him, I literally was looking at him like upside his head, like, this is not. He has never out-talked me. He has never, like, what in the world? Like, that just blew me. So I think what you said earlier, introverts are actually extroverts around their friends.
Absolutely. 1,000%. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to be right back, guys.
Girl, what are you doing? Why are you patting your head like that?
You don't understand, child. I need my hair did real bad. But everybody just charging an arm and a leg for bundles. I don't understand.
Why don't you try Private Label?
Private who?
Private Label Extensions offer A-list hair extensions for the best price. They sell quality hair extensions from virgin hair to raw hair. And if you submit your order by 2 p.m. Eastern time, your hair ships the same day.
What? The same day?
Yes. And if you want to touch and feel your soft bundles like I do, you can stop by any of their brick and mortar stores from around the United States, such as Atlanta, Detroit, Charlotte, and Greenville, South Carolina.
Wait a minute. So you mean to tell me I can get top quality hair on the spot? These extensions gotta cost an arm and a leg. Stop playing with me.
Not at all. Private Label offers you the pay in four. So you get your hair today and you pay later.
Okay, don't even worry about it. I'm gonna go ahead and add my bundles to my cart and I'm gonna go ahead and order my stuff today.
Yes, Private Label also offers top of the line beauty supplies as well as top notch cosmetics. Want to be your own boss? Shop Private Label bundle hair supplies and start making money as soon as you get your bundles. Start your VIP experience today at www.privatelabelextensions.com. Tell them UGQ sent you, and we thank Private Label for sponsoring today's podcast.
And we're back. We are back. We done talked about a lot of good stuff.
Man.
Introverts. Extroverts, introverts out there, extroverting, extroverts, introverting, you know, all that flip flop. But yeah, we were talking about introverts, extroverting, and I think that's true. That is true. That happens at times. I know with myself, you know, I can extrovert a little bit when the time is right, you know, I'm at a gathering, you know, with people that I'm really, really close with, you know. Can have a good time, act up, cut up a little bit, even get a little ratchet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's all about being around people that you're comfortable with, people you're not shy around, to where you don't feel like you just have to be so closed in. You know, you can just let loose and be yourself. That's a good time too.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I like to do that, but not around too many people.
Right. That's much. It's like that that video on, you know, you kind of see it on Instagram. It's like when the introvert realize they've been socializing too much, and they be like in the middle of the flow, like, hold on, let me go back. I just stepped all the way out of my comfort zone. Or it's like it was one of somebody like your introverted partner, and it's like it's quiet, and they see, you know, he was like, yeah, when I was three, and the partner like, hold on, wait, he opened it up. Hold on, let's listen, because he never say anything.
Right, that's it.
So when they start opening up, you be like, okay, I'm listening. What happened? What?
Oh man, I really do love that. I mean, I had that happen too. You know, like you go so long without saying too much. When you finally do say something, everybody wants to listen. They're like, okay, you know, this must gotta be good. You know, she ain't said shit all year.
Right.
You know, people really listen. So that kind of rolls into some of the benefits of being an introvert and an extrovert. Hold
on. One second. Hello?
Hey.
Hey. Oh, no problem. I'm recording my podcast now.
Oh, bye.
Bye.
And love you. I thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Love you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sorry. My grandma.
Some people just don't understand. She said, oh, bye.
She called me. She texted me 3 times while we've been recording. And she's just like, you know what? Forget it. I'm just going to call you. Because she texted me. So she's like, I'm just going to call you. I'm like, and just to tell me that, I'm just like, okay, thank you.
She's an extrovert, huh?
Yeah. That's where we all get it from, her.
But you gotta love her. I love her. Oh my gosh, she's so sweet, so funny. But yeah, you know, that goes into some of the benefits of being an introvert and being an extrovert. I'll start off with a few. Some benefits of being an introvert is I feel that introverts are very great listeners.
They are
very great.
They have leaders. To do them listen all day because they ain't saying nothing.
That's the least we can do is listen. If we ain't gonna say them, we'll listen.
Or not. I honestly don't think y'all be listening for real. I think y'all just be like, these niggas just be talking. Nobody
listening. If I have the time, I will listen. Now, if I got some stuff going on, it just depends on who you are, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people, they just like to talk about their problems all day, every day. So when it's that type of person, I'm kind of in and out. I'd be like, okay. That's crazy.
Right.
Wow. Oh my gosh. You know, halfway listening. But for the most part, I be listening. But benefits of being an introvert. Introverts are great listeners. Great leaders. They're very cautious. So they're not going to make any spontaneous decision. They're going to really think about something, might be for a while before they make a decision. They're also going to think before they speak as well too. And a lot of introverts, they make great friends, you know, great partners. I mean, anybody can, but just those traits there, just being a great listener, great leader, giving good advice, like really taking time, like thinking about what they saying to mean what they say to people are some of the benefits of being an introvert. So get you an introvert in your life and everything gonna be okay. Gonna be all right.
Everything gonna be all right. I guess some great benefits of being an extrovert, or before we start, I want to say, just because people assume like, oh, she's an extrovert, oh, he's an extrovert, they must be like this, they're going to be successful, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. No, because just because you're outgoing doesn't mean like you're the best person for the job or you're the smartest person for, you know, just because you can talk. Sometimes people just be talking and not be having nothing to say. So some people love to say like, oh, but introverts, you learn how to be more like introverts, you know. Mm-hmm. Not really. I feel like we both bring good qualities to the table.
Exactly.
Some benefits is that not a good listener, but a talker. So they're mostly are going, sometimes you need somebody to be able to speak, to articulate. Sometimes they're quick on their feet with words. And that's always good to have, you know, whether it's a friend or whether it's somebody at work, somebody that's can kind of dead the moment or change or add more words to the moment. You know, sometimes people be in their heads and they want to say something, but they can't articulate it right off the bat.
Right.
So that's where your extroverts come in at.
That's a good one.
Great leaders, of course, because they're talking, they're being more outgoing, they're more in tune. I would say more in tune, but they're also in tune in different ways that introverts are. great partners in romantic relationships, they stand up for that person, or they stand up for that relationship somewhere where some people can be more passive or none. I feel like as extroverts, we're out there like seeking friendships and seeking relationships, because it's like say like a group project and Kiana's there. I'm gonna pick Kiana. I don't know why I just flock myself to these introverted people, but I'm like, you and you, come on. Like, it's like an extrovert always taking an introvert under our wing. Like, come on here, girl.
That's it. I love it. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. But, you know, you made some great points with extrovert. And they're actually, I mean, there's a lot of traits that I wish that I had that extroverts have. Like that one where you said they're great with their words, like quick with them.
Yeah.
For me, it takes me a while. I have to prepare something. You know, I can't just on the spot just say something. Especially, I hate it. I hate this. I'm working on it, but I don't know if I'm able to get better at it. Like when it's hard times, like when people are going through something,
mm-hmm.
whether they're crying or just had a traumatic experience happen to them and they need someone to console them, and or you want to reach out to them because you know that they went through this experience, but you don't know what to say. It's like, I'm here for you. You know, I love you. I just want to let you know that, you know, I'm here any way that I can be. But you just don't know how to put it into words.
Right.
I hate that. That's how I am.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to start it off. I want to, but I struggle with that. Whereas a extrovert, right. somebody, they know exactly what to say perfectly. Like I had this incident happen at work one day. I mean, things were going well, but I had a customer that just broke out crying in front of me.
Oh goodness.
And I'm just like, I don't really know what to say. I'm like, you know, I hope you're okay, you know, whatever's going on, I don't know what to say, but I feel for you. And then this random lady, I mean, she wasn't random, but she was in the store as well, she just came right on, was like, and just saying,
oh yeah,
all the right things. I'm like, wow, that was really great.
Right. And right,
she's feeling better. She's like, you know, I needed those words. And you know, she didn't hesitate at all, that she just walked right on up to her. I'm like, me,
right,
on the other hand, I couldn't do that. So whether you're an introvert or you're an extrovert, like, both have great, amazing qualities. You know, that's one of those traits that I wish that I have. So it's good to have an extrovert on your side. Like, I love having friends as extroverts because I feel, yes. like I need them, you know, like Kiara said, yes. help me, carry me, because, you know, it's some things that I lack, you know.
But I think great, great and quality. Some things that I lack, or just extroverts lack, and they may just be a me issue, it may not be every extrovert, but I am too open. You talk to me long enough, you gonna know my business. Like, because I'm just an open book, and like, I share a lot, and it's a bad habit, because, you know, you don't know these people. Why do you have to tell them your information? Why do you have to know your child's in dance? Why do you have to know, like, you had the same issue with your child and this is what you use to cure it? Like, why are you sharing? Shut up. So I feel like sometimes our introverted, like, partners or friends, or, you know, people that we're around, not saying that we, like, but like, we look at y'all and be like, we need to shut up. But sometimes you'd be like, oh, no one's sharing. Like, here, be quiet. Like, everyone's, like, not saying anything about their lives. So why are you spilling out your guts to other people? You know?
It's just like, I love it because, you know, even though you feel like you may be spilling a little bit more information, but to the right person that could be an introvert, they hear this information, they're very detailed, they're like, oh, I remember she said this to me, she shared this with me, so maybe I don't know what to say to her, but maybe I can do this for her because she mentioned this in a past conversation. Like you said, your daughter's in dance. Oh, maybe they want to do something for your daughter because you mentioned that she's in dance. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right, right.
They wouldn't have known that information if you wouldn't have shared that.
That's
so
true.
It's like the yin to the yang.
The balance, yeah.
Yeah, it is needed. So, and I love that a lot of extroverts, they know what to do, know what to say, and they are great leaders, so they can carry on, like, their voice and the things that they say, you know, maybe can get people really motivated and amped up, you know, they may not be the one to kind of do the little background stuff, little bits and pieces, the little smaller things, but that's just what makes it so great. Like, I know a lot of great leaders that are extroverts, and it really helps me, because you caring and you saying the stuff, you know, getting people on board. So, and I can follow suit, like, okay, well, now I know what I need to do because you said this, this, and that. So it blends just so well, you know, mesh together.
Yes, it does. I need you. You need me.
That's it. That is it. I be loving it. Like, a lot of my coworkers, let me chit chat and I just be giggling, like laughing.
Just like, receiving it all. Yeah. Ain't said a word. You just, ha ha. Yes, it's funny.
How funny.
Meanwhile, people don't even know your last name. You just be like, yes, Karen. Yes, she has twins.
Love it, love it, love it. Like, we went over a lot of great traits.
We did.
Benefits of being an introvert, being an extrovert. And which one did you say was not an introvert or an extrovert? An omnivore?
Omnivore is, omnivore. They don't really relate to the introvert or extrovert. They don't find themselves in either one of the categories.
I just find that hard to believe. My gosh, either you pick a side.
Either you're in or you're out.
Oh, right. What are you? I'm just kidding. But okay, omnivert, neither
and,
or.
I know. Ambervert is both. Ambervert, like, they can see themselves being a little bit of both.
Wow. So it sounds like the ambervert is kind of like all over, but really the best of both worlds. Okay. So we talked about introverts. We talked about extroverts, ambiverts, omniverts. Whichever one you are, embrace it. You know, don't think that one is more or better than the other. You know, because there's distinct qualities about each and every one of those that makes them unique. So there's different strengths and different weaknesses that makes them distinct. So whichever one that you are, whether introvert, extrovert, omnivert, or ambivert, no, I feel like it was a tongue twister there. My gosh. It's just an aspect that makes you, you. So we really hope that you enjoyed something out of this episode today. I know that I did. I always love hearing traits about myself, especially when they're spot on. It kind of almost reminds me like a horoscope, almost like all of these different characteristics that describe me like to the T. But definitely hope that you got something out of it today. Let us know what you are, whether you feel that you're an introvert, whether you feel you're an introvert, extrovert. My gosh, making up stuff now. So whether you feel that you're an introvert, extrovert, omni and ambivert, let us know in the DMs. You guys can, you know, message us, email us, all that good stuff. We love to hear from you guys. So let us know. And hopefully you guys have a great day, evening, night, whatever time you're listening to this. We appreciate all the love and support that you guys have been giving us and continue to give us. We appreciate you guys from the bottom of our hearts. If you're not already following us, follow us on social media, on Instagram, Facebook. We are the Underground Queens with a Z. If you like this podcast, rate this podcast. We would appreciate a rating. If you have time, just a few clicks of a button. Make sure you like and subscribe. Give us a 5-star rating. Tell us your favorite thing about the podcast. Or what do you love? Why do you keep coming back? Why do you refer people to this podcast? Let us know. We love to hear all those great and amazing things that keep us going and keep the podcast going. And until next time, guys, remember, ladies, you are 100% that queen. And fellas, you are 100% that king. Bye.